please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program once again. It is Friday, March the 5th, 2021. This is also the weekend of the Space Coast City Fest, Saturday and Sunday, down at near Vieira High School there. So I hope if you are able to, that you'll get out and check that out. I know that this radio signal goes all throughout the county, so hopefully you can get by there. And I want to encourage you to do something. Not just go there for yourself, but take somebody who doesn't know Jesus and see if God cannot use something that happens during that weekend in order for them to have their spiritual eyes opened to the reality of who Jesus is. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. That will get you in touch with Greg. Greg and his family have been doing concrete work for decades and decades here in Brevard County, and they do an excellent job. They will do an excellent job for you. They will put their best effort into it. They will put their decades of experience, their expertise, their connection, their knowledge of the materials, their understanding of the weather, what's coming up, how early they need to start, when they need to be done. And I tell you, through the years, I have seen them do some amazing things in a short period of time. And I would encourage you, you need the proper understanding how thick the concrete needs to be, what strength the concrete needs to be, when it needs to get there, the ability to line up all of the materials. So if you're building homes or if you've got renovations going on, give them a call, 321-536-5804, and let all of their experience work for you at a reasonable price. 321-536-5804. Tell Greg you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. So right now we are talking about the various things that we are supposed to seek. And I've tried to put these in some sort of order, because we want to seek all of these things, but it all starts by seeking God first. We're going to be talking about some individual aspects, things that that God targets us to seek. And you have to understand that if you seek that particular element, you will never find it unless you are seeking for it by seeking for God first. Okay? To give you an example, one of the things we're going to be talking about is seeking truth. Jesus is truth. The Word of God is truth. It is eternal truth. It is settled forever truth. And so if you are seeking for truth, and you're not seeking for Jesus, you're never going to find the truth. So we'll talk about some of those things as we go along. Deuteronomy chapter 12 has a very practical in lesson for us to learn as we are going through this. As we read it, it's going to have a historical context to it. We will talk about the prophecy. We will talk about the fulfillment. We will talk about the manifestation of it in Jesus' time. And I'll try and bring that into a very real, relevant aspect of what it looks like in your life and my life. So Deuteronomy chapter 12, by the way, while you're turning there, if you do not have a church home, we would love for you to come and be a part of Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. Lots of changes going on. And for us, that never means setback. That means transition so that we can be more effective in the days ahead. So as painful as change can be, we know that getting stuck is more painful than that. And so we just continue to believe that every time God brings about a change in us, excuse me, that we are going to be able to do more in the days ahead. Verse number one, we're going to read verse one through verse number 14, Deuteronomy chapter 12. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall be careful to observe in the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you to possess. All the days that you live on the earth, you shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations which you shall dispossess served their gods, on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. And you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and burn their wooden images with fire. You shall cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place. You shall not worship the Lord your God with such things, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go. There you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all to which you have put your hand, you and your household in which the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall not at all do as we are doing here today, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes, for as yet you have not come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you. But when you cross over the Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies round about, so that you dwell in safety, then there will be the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. There you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice offerings which you vow, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, and your sons and your daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levite who is within your gate, since he has no portion nor inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which the Lord chooses in one of your tribes, there you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. So, first of all, let me just say this again, that when God is talking about that he was going to choose a place for them to worship, I don't know if you picked up on the couple of mentions that it was in there, but that it was supposed to be done with joy. We've been talking about that a lot this week, and I pray that you and I will manifest a spirit of joy, not just outside of church, but we'll manifest the joy of the Lord inside of church as well, and pray that that will show through your countenance, your activities, the words that you speak, your facial expressions, that people will know that the joy of the Lord is dwelling inside of you. There was an aspect of worship that was described in here, and the tithe was one of those things that were mentioned. But there are a whole bunch of other offerings that were mentioned as well. And so I pray that you are a giver. I pray that you are a tither. I pray that you are both of those things. Because God loves a cheerful giver. God is looking for you to give liberally. The more seed that is sown, the greater the harvest it is. And so there is that aspect. There is one more aspect, and it says, this is something that is prophetic. Moses is prophesying to the people. He says, you're getting ready to go into the land, and when you do, you are not supposed to do as what we do here today, where every man is doing whatever is right in his own eyes. That is called anarchy. It is called lawlessness, where people set aside the law of God and even set aside the law of the land so that they can do whatever it is that they want to do. Over the past 15 or 20 years, we have seen that a number of people in government are very selective in the laws that they choose to enforce. If they like a law, they will enforce it. If they don't like a law, they won't enforce it. That's doing what is right in your own eyes. And Moses prophesied to him, he said, that's not the way that the people of God are supposed to behave. Now, this particular passage is describing how when they do go into the promised land, that they are not to go to the places that the idolaters of that land utilized as their place of worship. He said, God is going to pick a place. You are supposed to seek that place out, and that is the place that you are to worship. So let me show you. He said, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go. So we all know that Jerusalem ends up being that place that is chosen. We'll read that story here in just a moment. But the thing is that it was God who was making the choice. And he said, and when I make the choice, that's where you are supposed to go. And you have to understand that there were national annual festivals or celebrations, and it was mandatory for people to come from wherever they were to worship at these festivals. He said, you don't get to do what you want to do. You need to come to the place where I have chosen. Okay? So let me show you how that choice came about. There are a lot of people who have personal preferences about where they are going to worship. And, you know, they let those preferences make the decisions for them. The point of this message today is that you're supposed to seek God's place for you. And it's not necessarily going to be the most convenient place. It's not necessarily going to be the most comfortable place. It's going to be God's place, and that's the important factor of what's going on. The way that they knew that this place was chosen, you can read the story in 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And to give you a little background, David had committed a sin by taking a census of the people that he was advised not to take. To deal with the discipline, the correction, said, okay, you either are going to have 3 years of famine, 3 months to be defeated by your foes, or 3 days for the sword of the Lord. And David said, I'd rather fall into the hands of God than I would to fall in to the hands of men. So the angel is going about, and it is devastating. There is a massive plague going through the nation of Israel. And it says, and God sent, this verse number 15 of 1 Chronicles chapter 21, and God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. As he was destroying, the Lord looked and relented of the disaster and said to the angel who was destroying, it is enough. Now restrain your hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornon the Jebusite. Then David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, having in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. So David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces, and David said to God, was it not I who commanded the people to be numbered? I'm the one who has sinned and done evil indeed. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, O Lord my God, be against me and my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued. Therefore the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornon the Jebusite. So David went up at the word of Gad, which he had spoken in the name of the Lord. Now Ornon turned and saw the angel, and his four sons who were with him hid themselves. But Ornon continued threshing wheat. So David came to Ornan, and Ornan looked and saw David, and he went out from the threshing floor and bowed before David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, "Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar on it to the Lord. You shall grant it to me at the full price, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people." But Ornan said to David, "Take it to yourself, and let my lord the king do what is good in his eyes. Look, I also give you the oxen for burnt offerings, the threshing implements for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I give it all." Then King David said to Ornan, "No, but I will surely buy it for the full price, for I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings with that which cost me nothing." So David gave Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the place. And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord, and he answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of burnt offering. So the Lord commanded the angel, and he returned his sword to its sheath. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor to Ornan, the Jebusite, he sacrificed there. For the tabernacle of the Lord and the altar of the burnt offering, which Moses had made in the wilderness, were at that time at the high place in Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of the Lord, for he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God. This is the altar of burnt offering for Israel." So David commanded to gather the aliens who were in the land to Israel, and he appointed masons to cut hewn stones, and David prepared iron in abundance for the nails of the doors and the gates and for the joints, and bronze in abundance beyond measure, and cedar trees in abundance, for the Sidonians and those from Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. Now David said, Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorious throughout all countries. I will now make preparation for it." So David made abundant preparations before his death. So it turned a tragedy turned into a moment of revelation where God said, "This is where I have chosen the place of worship to be." It was a place where there was wheat was threshed. It was a place, and David said, "Look, I'm going to buy this piece of property. I'm going to pay full price for it. I'm not going to have anything that is done that doesn't cost me. It was me that sinned, and I'm going to pay the full price." David not only prepared the national treasuries, but he also gave abundantly out of his own private possessions. And that was the place that was chosen. And you know how Solomon goes on and builds the temple. Solomon gets credit for building the temple, but David is the one that had the plans, the specs, and put all of the materials together. Solomon was the one that just was used by God to put all of the plans into place. And he built a glorious house. I noticed something as I was reading here, and it says in 1 Chronicles 21, verse 26, it said, "And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord. And he, God, answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of burnt offering." You know, we think about the things that took place when Solomon dedicated the temple. But I want you to see that God was making his choice known supernaturally at the very foundation of the temple's purchase. It was the place that he chose. Now, later on, the children of Israel, the 10 northern tribes, they would be driven out by the king of Assyria. They were transplanted, relocated, and the king of Assyria brought people from other regions and brought them into the regions of the 10 northern tribes. Those people became known as Samaritans. And in John chapter 4, Jesus is having a conversation with a woman. I love what the King James Version says. It says, "And he must needs go through Samaria, you know, in the New King James, it says, but he needed to go through Samaria. That's in 4:4. But in verse number 19, as Jesus is having a conversation with her, he says, the woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Now listen to what her question is. "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him," or must worship "in spirit and in truth." So Samaria was one of the places that was chosen as a place of convenient worship to prevent the people from the 10 northern tribes from going back to Jerusalem, the place that God had commanded that he would choose, and that was the place that they were to go and worship. And now, you know, hundreds of years later, they are still having this discussion about where do we worship? You say to worship over there. We believe that we should worship here. And Jesus said, look, the place that God has chosen isn't a mountain. It is worshiping him in spirit and in truth. It is worshiping God not only in the place, but in the manner in which he has chosen for you to worship him. Okay? Again, God's choice. God's choice. You say, what practical application does this have for us in 2021? And I will tell you this, that you were created on purpose by God for God's purpose for such a time as this. He chose the time and he chose the place where you are to live. And God also chooses for you the place where you are to worship. It may not be the biggest. It may not be the fanciest. It may not have all of the programs and things like that. But God knows what he has planted deep inside of you. He may be developing in you a gifting at that particular location, at that particular church, at that particular ministry that you don't understand now, but in the days to come, it will be known exactly why he placed you where he's placed you. So when we responded to my job, I was in management, retail management, and a previous employer said, "We want you to go and work in Melbourne, Florida." And we said, "Well, we've got to fast and pray because we need to know what God's will is in that situation." And they said, "Well, how long do you need?" It's like 24 hours. And they said, "Okay, we'll talk tomorrow." And so we responded. We said, "God, we will go wherever you want us to go, but we understand that you've called us into the ministry. And so if you are going to take us to Florida, to Brevard County, Florida, we're going to need you to open a door for us to minister." And we went around to the churches that were in the area. The first place that we went to had an abundance of ministers and already in the church, and was a church of a couple of hundred to 200, bunches and bunches of ministers. I said, "This can't be the place." It ended up being the place. You see, because it wasn't about where we were choosing, it was about where God was choosing for us. And because of the relationships that ended up being built there, and people saw our faithfulness, that later God transitioned us to a church called Merit Assembly of God that I didn't know existed. I didn't send a resume. I was just told the district wants to talk to you, so I called them. And the next thing I know, I'm the pastor of a church I've never been to, pastoring people I've never met, and getting ready to face problems I never dreamed. And even though it was a difficult place at first, it is a place of blessing now. So I want to tell you, let God choose that place. Don't go someplace and say, well, you know what? This is going to be the best place for my kids because they've got a great kids ministry. Well, maybe, but there may be some problems that you don't know about with choosing your plan over God's plan. Okay. There are people that choose it because of youth ministry. I believe that every ministry that we do, we should do with excellence, and we should be striving to grow and make the most out of every opportunity. But I will tell you this, if you go to a place looking for a spouse instead of going to a place looking for God, you're going to get something that you really weren't looking for, even if you find a spouse. Okay? You need to be searching. I need to be searching for the presence of God. God, several years ago, we had a couple that visited. I knew the church they came from is a church of 20,000. You know what Merit Assembly of God runs? Less than 20,000. Just by about 20,000. And I said, God, it would be great for them to be here, but they're never going to come, except for what I didn't know was God was speaking to them and telling them, look, I have called you to come to Merit Assembly of God because you can be a blessing there. They came to me and said, Pastor, we feel like God has spoken to us that we can be a blessing to you and to the people of Merit Assembly of God. And they have been faithful. I will tell you this, when God chooses the place for you to worship, worship there with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you will find that the best place you could ever be is right in the center of God's will. God bless you. You have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I'm giving you my heart and all that is within. I lay it all down for the sake of you, my King. I'm giving you laying down my rights, I'm giving up my pride for the promise of new life. And I surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender all to you, all to you. singing.